You're listening to a podcast from Dublin's Talking, downloaded from sunshineradio.ie.
Ireland has criticised the reintroduction of full passport fees for the over 65. According to the organisation, the government must now consider ways of ensuring the renewal of passports does not become overly costly for older people. Maureen Kavanagh is the Chief Executive Officer of Active Retirement Ireland. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad at all. Enjoying some sunshine out there yet again, but we don't have the temperatures we had over the weekend, but we can't have it every way.
No, and in fact, I'm down here in Killarney where we're having a conference with over 400 of our members on Wednesday, and it's a bit showery.
Okay, well, I think it's going to remain that way for the rest of the week, Maureen. That's what Met Éireann are telling us. But talk to us about these passports for the over 65s.
Yes.
Now, they're talking about reintroducing the full passport fees.
That's right. And this would be the first time in 6 years that they would have done that for the over 65s. This was removed some years ago. And what we just feel, we feel quite disappointed that it's further erosion of the income of older people. We just feel that at the moment that this is not the right time to introduce this. We feel that the passport older people have taken on to get their passport as a form of stating their citizenship in this country. They feel that it is a form of their photo ID. It's very important to them. And having access to the free passport was very, very important for older people. And now having brought back an €80 fee is quite costly now as people want to renew their passports.
So why are they doing this now?
Well, again, it was in the programme for government for the previous administration, and the new government, they did promise that they would not erode older people's incomes any further. However, we just feel that at this moment it seems to be rolling back on things like that, and we're quite concerned, in fact, that there may be further erosion. But however, the introduction of the passport, it's one of these things that is actually not going to generate huge income for the government, because we believe that people will just stop getting their passports.
But then they're limiting themselves to the fact that they can't leave the country.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of our members do tend to travel and stay at home. But equally, they do use the passport for going to visit family in the UK. And the passport is now being asked as a form of ID, even to travel to the UK. And we would have members who would use Irish tour companies to go to maybe Scotland or maybe go to Wales and that. So they have to have their passports if they want to do that. But we do know from our members, they're very angry. And they would just say, look, we won't bother getting the passport. But what we're asking the government to do is to actually just reconsider that issue again. Don't just do a blanket stroke on it. Have a look at how could there be a compromise around this. Perhaps charge a reduced fee, not the €80, but a reduced fee for those over 65.
It does seem as if they're being penalised. It does seem as if they're being penalised for holding a passport, Maureen.
Sorry, could you say that again?
It does appear that the over 65s could be seen as being penalised for holding a passport.
Well, I mean, penalised for holding a passport at over 65. That's not even the issue. I mean, the issue here is this was a promise in a previous administration. It was one of the benefits and one of the returns back to older people who, in the main, are on state incomes. And it was a recognition of their citizenship and a recognition of their contribution to society. And just on a blanket stroke, without much thought, we think it seems to be just eroding again the benefits to older people.
Okay. Maureen, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for joining us this morning. Maureen Kavanagh, the Chief Executive Officer of Active Retirement Ireland.